Alan, I think you're on mute, if you wouldn't mind unmuting.
All right. Okay, we'll have the sermon slide, please, Libby. So, a very happy Christmas to you, and my prayer for you is that you are blessed with abundance of presents, and the presents are hope, love, joy, peace, the theme of our Advent and Christmas sermons. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, the Christ Jesus, that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13. So this is hope that will sustain you as an anchor for your soul, love that will strengthen you and direct your life, joy that lies deep within your being regardless of circumstance, peace that passes all understanding. And all of this, discovering afresh, joy, peace, hope, love, done by discovering afresh the Christ Jesus Yeshua. The next slide, please. We started with hope back on the 6th of December and emphasised courage and expectation. In many ways, this life can seem like a battle. We carry on in faith in Christ, in courage, in firm expectation that the kingdom will come in Christ. The glory of the new heaven and the new earth awaits. We can know hope deep within our soul as an anchor for the soul. And then we looked at love last week. The next slide, please. As in the carol service, and nobody can deny that our existence is miracle. Scientists tell us it's totally improbable that we are here. And so it is miracle that we are here, and we believe that the miracle is love. We are made in love to love. And then the miracle of Christ Jesus, God coming into this world in love, incarnate in his Son. And so to know that love is not something we do, but it is the meaning and purpose of our lives, to love one another. And then last night, and again this morning, the next slide, please. We've been thinking about joy, which is delight, freedom, confidence, again, hope is all part of joy. And very much a sense of ecstasy, of being taken beyond yourself, beyond the situation, the circumstance. And I've given a challenge for a New Year challenge for us all, that we take up Augustine of Hippo's phrase that a Christian ought to be, can be, should be, an alleluia from head to toe. Because of our faith in Christ, we can always be people of praise and rejoicing. And then the next slide, please. Peace. You have to come on Sunday. I think there are some spaces left. It's not terribly booked at 9:30. So if you want to come and hear the full sermon, but the peace that Jesus brings is about, it passes all understanding, Philippians chapter 4. So we can't, if you look for the world, you won't find it. It's something that comes from God beyond ourselves, but it's centered in Christ. Christ is our peace. And so hope, love, joy, peace to discover afresh this Christmas time. And the next slide, please. And it wouldn't be Christmas here without our annual quiz. It's been the year of quizzes. So crackers versus puddings. This year, if your surname is A in A to M, you're a cracker. If you're in N to Z, you're a pudding. We've got team captains this year. For the crackers, we've got Malcolm and Liz Bradley. For the puddings, Mark and Cheryl Seymour. I have to say that the captains have been chosen because of availability rather than ability. So, so good luck to you all. You can unmute to shout out your answers if you're in that team. So to remind you, A to M, you're a cracker, and N to Z, you are a pudding. And those of you who've been around in our church for a little while now may recognise that these themes of hope, love, joy and peace have actually been what we've been focusing on over the last few years. And actually all I'm doing now is in taking the benefit of my last Christmas here with you, with Jenny and I, to bring out the best of these last few years. And that's been a part of the sermons, but it's also part of the quiz. So if you can remember the quiz questions from the last few years, you have an advantage. We start with the first one here about hope. And if we can see the next slide, please. And so what you have to do is tell me what words I've got. You can suggest words to do with Christmas that begin with those letters, but you'll get 1 point for each one you say. If you've got my word, you get 5 points. If you can get the one that begins with O, you get 10 points for your team. All clear what we're doing? Okay, I hope this is going to work. I'm going to get exhausted by the end of this, but anyway, let's see. So the first one I'll offer to the Crackers. So that's the Bradley team. For the H, anything to do with H?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hold on, that's it, straight away. You can get 5 points for that. Can you please keep your own scores? So for 5 points, the Cracker, hallelujah is correct. And now we'll go to the next one, begins with O, and I'll give the Puddings a chance for that one.
Optimistic.
1 point for that. Yeah. Add that to your score and go back to the Crackers.
Omnipotent.
Ooh, who said that?
Madeline.
Very good. Well, I'll give you a bonus. You can have 2 points for that. That's very good, omnipotent. That's not my one, but that'll do it. That's a good one. Go back to the Puddings, another one. No, too difficult. And one more chance for the Crackers on O. No, omnes, means for everybody. Yeah, Jenny's just reminding me that she gave me that answer a couple of years ago, or was it last year? So that's omnes. We've got hallelujah, omnes, hallelujah for all people, and now P. I've forgotten where we are, but we'll offer it to the Crackers.
Peace.
Yeah, you can have 5 points for that. That's my answer. Peace, very good. And the last one, E, for the Puddings.
Peace.
Everyone.
Well, we had that really with omnes. It's a bit more sophisticated.
Everlasting.
Oh, you can have a point for that. That's pretty good. But it's not my one. So back to the Crackers.
Eternal.
Is that what I put? No. You can have a point for that one, though. That's quite good.
Ecclesiastical.
Who said that?
Madeline.
I missed what you said.
Ecclesiastical.
Oh, no, that's too boring. Minus one for that. I'll take one off for that. That's terrible.
Minus one for that.
And Puddings, then. Another chance for E.
Emmanuel.
Someone said it.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, did you say, David?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah, you can have 5 points then. But we'll take three off because you're an ordinand and you should know that anyway. So you only get two. So we got there then. We'll have a look at the next slide, please. That's hope then. Hallelujah, omnes, peace, Emmanuel. Hallelujah for everybody. There is peace because God is with us in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, very good. We're getting Pentecostal here. Excellent. We move on to the next one about love. Oh, Bradleys and Seymours aren't doing much, are they? Oh, you're still awake over there as team captains, but never mind. It seems to be working anyway. So this is quotations from the Bible or not about love. Can we see the first one, please? And for the Crackers, all you need is love. Is that from the Bible or not? And I will ask the Bradleys to give an answer. You can all have a shout out if you think it is or not. Have a shout.
No.
It's the Beatles, not in the Bradleys, Bible.
What's the answer?
No.
Not in the Bible.
You have a bonus if you can tell me where it comes from.
The Beatles.
All you need well done. Is Next love. One, please. Next one. Let us love one another, for love comes from God. Puddings. And you can all shout out and then see more.
Bible.
The answer.
Bible.
Morse, what do you think?
We're on mute.
The Bible.
Yeah, you can have a point for that. And tell me where it comes from for an extra point.
1 John.
1 John, very good. Yes, it does. Yeah, you can have another point for that. Well done. Next one, please. Love is all around. Crackers, from the Bible or not?
No.
Love actually.
No. A bonus point for who it comes from?
Love actually.
Oh,
the
trucks. You're not right. Yes. You can't have an extra point for that. No, I'm not going to give you that one.
But it's
wet here, but maybe that, I don't know. Next one. Love means never having to say you're sorry. That's for the Puddings.
That's love story.
Love story.
Love story, the film.
Oh, very good. You can have 2 points for that. Well done. Next one, please. Love salt is good, but given unsalt is better. That's for the Crackers.
The Bible.
The Bible.
Proverbs.
What do the Bradleys say?
Proverbs.
Proverbs, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, sorry, you get minus two for that now. For the wrong quote.
No, cancel that.
That's not too bad.
Shakespeare.
Twelfth night,
indeed. So minus two, I'm afraid. Next one, please. Puddings, is this from the Bible or not?
Bible.
Is it us?
Yes.
Sorry, Seymour.
We think Bible. Bible.
Yes.
Bible.
Yeah, from which Bible? Which Bible? Which part?
Romans 13.
James.
Oh, Corinthians.
Yeah, I think you got it. 2 points for that. 1 Corinthians 13. I think there's one more, is there? Or two more? The greatest of these is love. Crackers?
Bible.
Oh, yeah, definitely Bible.
Where's that from?
That's the same section.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13.
You can have 2 points for that. Yeah. And the last one, this is for the puddings. I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love actually is all around. Is that from
love? Love actually.
Yeah, you've got 1 point for getting it right, minus five for knowing it's Love Actually, which is probably the worst film that's ever been made. So,
no!
Minus four for that. So, very good. Next round, please. Joy. So, what you have to do in this is there was a survey from my Booper a couple of years ago, and they came out with the top 50 things that give joy happiness. You've got to say whether these came in the top half, 1 to 25, the bottom half, 26 to 50, or nowhere, not in the top 50. So can we see the first one, please? And stepping on crunchy autumn leaves, top half, bottom half, or nowhere?
Top.
Crackers.
That's not a Bible.
I'm going to say near the top because...
Top half?
Yeah.
Top.
Nope, sorry. No points. Bottom half, 31.
Oh, that's
next
so
one,
much
please.
Fun.
Puddings. Buying a new car.
Top half.
Didn't come in there at all. No points. Next one. Crackers. Having time to yourself. Top half, bottom half, or nowhere?
Oh, top half.
Yeah. Top half. Yeah, you can have a point for that. Yeah, it came number five. Next one. Foreign holiday puddings.
Top half.
No points. Came nowhere. Not in the top 50. Next one. Seeing a fresh coating of snow. Top half, bottom half, or nowhere? Crackers?
Bottom half.
No, came number 17, no points. Top half. And the last one for the puddings. Putting on a brand new pair of socks. Top half.
Not on there at all.
Top half.
No, number 39. Not many points scored on that, was there? The general gist of it, of course, is that it's the things that don't actually cost any money that bring happiness and joy. Buying a car and foreign holidays, they didn't come anywhere in the top 50, apparently. So there we are, move on from joy. We've done hope, love, joy. And now the final one, peace. And all you've got to do is tell me which carol this comes from. So crackers and to the earth be peace. Which carol does that come from? And Bradley, can you give the answer?
Free to the world.
Sleep, that's why the night is safe.
What's the answer, Priest Bradley's?
Unto the earth be peace. Come on, you know it.
Don't know.
It came upon a midnight clear.
No points. Puddings, you can have a bonus if you know it.
Our shepherd's knot.
Yeah.
Bonus of the puddings, 1 point.
Oh.
And next one, please. Oh, you got them all there. Peace on earth and mercy mild. That's for the puddings.
Hark the herald angels.
Yeah. Very good. Hark the herald angels. You can have a set point for that. Sleep in heavenly peace, crackers.
Silent night.
Yeah, you're going to have a point for that. Puddings, your one. Angels singing peace on earth. Any answer from the Seymours?
Once in Royal David City.
No points. It came, where does it come from? Sea amid the winter of snow. And the last one, anybody, first one to answer, Bradley's or Seymour's. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
It fell upon the midnight clear.
Very good. Yeah, that's a point for the puddings there. Well done, Murray. You're on their team, I think. Very good. So you get the idea again that peace is such a resounding theme of the Christmas carols, the peace that God brings in Christ. So that's the end of that. We've had hope, love, joy, peace. Bradley's, how many points have you got?
Oh, I don't know, about
33. Seymour's? 34. Minus one to being arrogant. It's a draw. So we move on. I'll miss this next year. Not really. Hope, love, joy, peace. We talk about reality when we talk about God. All of those things are God. God is hope. God is love. God is joy. God is peace. It is as we give ourselves over to God, all that his fullness can come into us, into our being, that we can be people of hope, love, joy, and peace. And so the prayer is that we do that, that we experience this more and more, and we do it by experiencing the Christ Jesus. So the last slide, I think it is, please. A very happy Christmas to you. In spite of everything of this year, may you be filled with hope, love, joy, peace. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may we have a very happy Christmas centered in Christ. Amen. We're going to just keep